Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
WWE signs big money deal. AEW unveil the TNT tournament. And why is The Undertaker apologizing to Chris Jericho? For Wednesday, April the 1st, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Be sure to call your local cable or satellite provider to enjoy WrestleMania. Or, as always, all WWE pay-per-views, including WrestleMania, are available on the WWE Network. Subscribe today at WWENetwork.com.
So, through everything that is currently happening on planet Earth right now, WWE are able to strike quite a big money deal. I know, right? It's incredible. So it was revealed yesterday that WWE and Fox Sports have finally signed a deal that will see this year's WrestleMania available via their pay-per-view outlets, as well as introducing more content to FS1. So the story was broken by Sports Business Journal's John Urand and was announced by Fox yesterday as well. So what this means is both FoxSports.com and their Fox Now apps will offer a WWE pay-per-view for the very first time. You're going to be able to get WrestleMania through the Fox app and through their streaming platforms for $59.99 in America, which will also include a WrestleMania pre-show for both nights, but that'll be shown for free on FS1. Also, FS1 will air 22 hours of archived and new WWE programming starting from Tuesday next week with the 2020 Royal Rumble. Additional one-hour shows include WrestleMania 31, 33, 34, WWE 24 and Ruthless Aggression. That documentary is going on there as well. This is big money. It was announced as well yesterday, as well as the Fox deal, that WrestleMania is going to be available via Fight TV in the US and some international territories as well, as addition to everything else. This is Vince McMahon coming up with the goods on something that he mentioned in a conference call earlier on this year. He said by the end of this quarter, they'll be revealing some big money deals with some OTT subscribers to start showing regular WWE pay-per-view events. This goes against what WWE have been pushing for years, which is the only place to watch WWE is on the WWE Network. You may remember back around the time of WrestleMania 30, 6 years ago when the network was launched, it was almost like you were almost vilified if you were watching on traditional pay-per-view. And now they're saying, hey, you can watch it on the WWE Network, or you can watch it on Fox's pay-per-view providers or Fight TV, and possibly some other deals coming down the line as well. We've also seen WWE have made some inroads with ESPN, which have been showing old WrestleMania events as well. It seems like they're suddenly getting into a lot of different markets on the television scene, particularly in the US. They've also signed a deal recently with Sony of India, which would mean that they'll get more coverage across India as well. So WWE really making a big push away from their original strategy, which was get everybody subscribed to the WWE Network. Now seems as if the new strategy is put wrestling on as many different platforms as possible. So a lot of places offering WrestleMania packages for $60, which gets you the two nights over the weekend. And obviously Fight TV will have a similar deal as well. So if you can't get access to the WWE Network, which in some places I know is the case, you now have a myriad of options for where you can access it away from the WWE Network. I think it's great that WWE, even though all these things are happening in the world right now, they're still able to broker some of these big deals with the TV channels. And the one thing that WWE has going for it over AEW right now is the archive. That is going to play a massive part in future productions. WWE has billions of hours of wrestling that they can show in the event that WWE does end up taking a break from conventional programming. they have got all this archive that they can show. So they could just run stuff for a long, long time if they wanted to. Looking to last Monday's Raw, a couple of bits have come from that, which we'll get to throughout the podcast today. But I want to talk about the ratings. Now, I know at this point, ratings aren't really worth focusing on. I think that there's far too many other things going on in the world right now to worry about it. But that being said, there was a rather unfortunate milestone in the ratings on Monday, in which the go-home show for WrestleMania 36 did the lowest number for a live Raw episode in modern history. 1.92 million viewers on average. The third hour tanked, in WWE sense at least. I mean, there's a lot of TV shows that would kill for some of these numbers. But the third hour tanked to 1.65 million. The peak was the first hour, which was 2.14 million. This is probably the lowest since Christmas Eve of 2018. Actually, it's lower than that, to be fair. A number of reasons for this. Obviously, many other things going on in the world right now. Maybe people don't really want to watch Monday Night Raw. I mean, a lot of people are home, but it's people aren't really... I think as well, the big thing is that the intrigue, the sort of the perverted interest in seeing WWE in an empty venue, that's kind of, that interest has waned now since we've seen it for a couple of weeks. So there's less interest in seeing these shows, because we did see a spike on SmackDown when they had the first show from the empty venue. It was that intrigue factor, but obviously now this is the way things are going, and there's less intrigue as well because it's not live. Every time Raw is taped, there is less intrigue in that as well, despite the fact that spoilers haven't leaked out from it. There is a little less intrigue with that. It's tough, and I think the grand scheme of things, there's bigger things to worry about right now, but it's worth mentioning those are the figures. A big issue from Raw was the back of Montez Ford.
WrestleMania!
How can he not be fired up with Montez? Look out! Oh, gosh!
My God!
Montez Ford took a really, really hard fall to the ramp. He took a dive to the outside of the ring, and it looked like Austin Theory was meant to catch him on the dive during the six-man tag on Raw, but he didn't, and Ford smashed his back on the ramp, and I'm amazed that he is okay. Brian Alvarez from the Wrestling Observer breaks this down a little bit more. Brian says, as it turns out, when Montez hit the ropes, Seth was supposed to trip him. Granted, Seth was a little bit late, but he did get a hold of Montez's foot. Maybe when Montez started running, he realized that Seth was too far away and thought, I just got to keep running. Seth is actually very athletic and fast, and he did get to him, but Montez apparently got it into his mind that I've got to go for this dive. So he ran, and he just did an unplanned flip dive over the top. Austin Theory didn't know it was coming, so Theory looked up and just sees this guy coming at him, and Montez crashes and nearly kills himself. Maybe Theory thought, I was supposed to catch him, so he took a bump, and then everybody is dead. That spot was supposed to be Seth tripping Montez Ford, and Montez just did the dive anyway that he was supposed to do. So that's what happened to that spot. Montez Ford is a machine. Always stands out to me whenever the Street Profits are on, how good Montez Ford is. So please stay healthy, Montez. I genuinely believe you're the future of the business.
Bring the bell!
With everything that is going on, I'd like you to put May the 1st in your diary, because potentially, that is the first WWE live event with fans. The company is optimistic that show in Albany, New York, which is a taping of Friday Night SmackDown, will have a crowd attendance. That is the next time that WWE have a live event in a venue. Now, as of writing, tickets are being sold for this show as well. We do know there are some events away from wrestling that have been cancelled through May, and there is talk of maybe lockdowns around the world continuing until June. But optimistic pants on, we could be getting a live crowd at the beginning of May. New Japan Pro Wrestling have confirmed the cancellation of some more shows. They were scheduled to run events April the 12th, 13th, 15th, 16th and 18th around Japan as part of the Wrestling Dontaku Tour. All of those have been cancelled now. New Japan wrote, "We deeply apologise to the fans who are looking forward to these events. Ultimately, the health and safety of our fans, wrestlers and staff, as well as society at large, is our utmost concern. And we'll make announcements about events scheduled on April 18th upon careful monitoring of this developing situation." AEW Dynamite tonight is going to be emanating from parts unknown, I do believe. They had a great run with Daily's Place in Jacksonville, Florida, where they were taping a couple of episodes of Dynamite on a closed set. However, Florida has now been shut down. We mentioned last week that there was talk that Tony Khan had and the gang had an other location they could use in the event that Daily's Place got shut down. So I believe they're going to be coming from that event. They haven't advertised where this place is because they don't want people flocking to it to try and get fans and autographs. They want to make sure that everybody stays home. So the new location for Dynamite is not known at this point. But they will presumably be taping several weeks worth of Dynamite whilst they are there, just get as much of stuff as they can recorded and prepared in the event that the shutdown continues. We do understand as well, and we're keeping an eye on this one because this is all just one big moving beast. A Double or Nothing is still scheduled for the end of May in Las Vegas. That date hasn't changed, it hasn't moved, hasn't been postponed. It is still on at time of recording. Tonight on AEW Dynamite, we're going to see a tag team match that is built around the TNT tournament, which we will touch on in just a moment. Also, Kenny Omega is going to face one half of the Best Friends in singles action. It will be Kenny versus Trent. This is after Kenny successfully defended the AAA Mega Heavyweight title against Sammy Guevara last week. It was a great match that those guys had, and Kenny Omega defending the AAA title gives AEW that feeling of a secondary belt, something they can keep ticking over, as well as the World Heavyweight title. They don't really need to anymore. So in the event that Kenny Omega loses it, it's fine because we are on the road to crowning the first ever TNT champion in AEW. On tonight's episode, or last night's episode of AEW Dark, rather, it was revealed that Cody and Shawn Spears will face off in match one, and Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara will face off in match two. That is the first half of the brackets for the tournament. The second half of the brackets will be revealed tonight on AEW Dynamite. I genuinely thought Darby Allin and Sammy Guevara could have been a match in the final as opposed to a match in the first round, but it'll be a great one anyway. Darby Allin seems to be a popular choice for the person to take the first ever TNT Championship accolade. I feel like he'd be a good fit for it. It will either be, and it sounds very vague, it'll either be an established star or as somebody that they want to strap the rocket to and build. We'll find out going forward, won't we? The tournament itself kicks off on the 8th of April episode of Dynamite, wherever that may end up from, and it is scheduled to conclude Double or Nothing in Las Vegas on Saturday, the 23rd of May. AEW have also registered some trademarks it's worth knowing about, including Best Summer Ever and Death Triangle. Of course, Death Triangle is the name of the faction featuring Pac and the Lucha Brothers. Best Summer Ever feels like it could be AEW's big summer event. Quite like it. It's been registered for use of, quote, live video streaming of video pay-per-view events on the internet. That sounds like it's going to be a pay-per-view. Former AEW star has signed with Impact Wrestling. Best of luck to Kylie Rae in her new role. It was confirmed on last night's episode of Impact that Kylie signed a long-term contract with the company. She cut a promo backstage saying that it's been an emotional year and she knew from the moment she stepped in an Impact ring that this was her home. She got a really good showing at Impact's All Glory Twitch special back in October, so much so that she was featured on Bound for Glory the following night as well. She was an entrant in the Gauntlet match, and there's been a lot of love for Kylie Rae. And Tony Khan, when he announced that she left AEW in August for undisclosed reasons, it was really sad because we thought this is somebody that the company are going to really get behind. She broke her silence on leaving AEW a few months after she left the company in August and said, "I don't know many rumors and honestly try to stay away from everything, but here, nobody made me leave. AEW took my career to new levels and I am beyond grateful for every new opportunity and experience that has come along the way and wish nothing but the best." WWE has been nominated for some social media awards. Congratulations for your noms in the shortest. Best overall presence for WWE on Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. Best overall presence for YouTube series Up, Up, Down, Down. Best campaign by platform for Reddit. Best content and media in the GIF category. WWE GIFs are a big part of social media. I love when you see non-wrestling fans tweeting wrestling GIFs. Always makes me happy. Hulk Hogan took to Twitter on Tuesday to reveal that he suffered a torn bicep. Only during this downtime for pro wrestling can Hulk Hogan suffer an injury. He tweeted, "Both of my biceps have been torn at insertions for 25 years. Today I tore my right bicep where it goes in at my front deltoid. I guess Rusev and I are long lost brothers. Brother, damn it burns." Rusev responded to this tweet. He had similar injury, you see. And said, looks like we're both real Americans. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You want to be relevant at the Showcase of Immortals, WrestleMania. Who better to make that happen than The Undertaker? Try me. I'll make you famous. And I hope you bring those two ass clowns, Gallows and Anderson, with you. All three of you can feel the wrath of the unholy trinity I'm bringing with me.
And finally, Chris Jericho and The Undertaker had themselves a wonderful bit of back and forth on social media yesterday. This comes after The Undertaker's incredible promo from Monday Night Raw. In the promo, it's very much biker taker. Like, it says things like, "Try me, I'll make you famous." He drops some hints as to maybe what might be happening at the Boneyard match. He talks about the Holy Trinity coming to get AJ Styles. And my initial thought on that is, well, there's three different versions of The Undertaker. There's Dead Man Taker, Demon Taker, and Biker Taker. Could we see all three? That would be hilarious. Please do that. But the terminology that caused a little bit of chatter amongst the industry was when Chris Jericho's phrase "ass clown" ended up getting used by The Undertaker. Somebody tweeted Jericho to say, "Big lawsuit incoming for Undertaker's use of ass clown," tagging Jericho in the tweet. And Jericho said, "Hardly. He's The Undertaker. He can use as many of my catchphrases as he wants." Undertaker, bless him, shortly after this tweeted a reply saying, "My bad, Chris Jericho. I knew I'd heard it somewhere before." Chris Jericho and The Undertaker divided through companies and joined together in respect. Together, apart. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for Wednesday. Later on today, on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, there is a brand new episode of Retro Graded. I'm going back and watching some old wrestling shows and hitting them up with some grades. Today, it is the turn of WrestleMania 3, Hogan versus Andre. One hell of a night. How does the rest of the show shape up, though? We'll talk about it in a bit. Later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed, it is a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am thrilled to be joined by one of my favourite, actually no, my favourite pro wrestling interviewer in Chris Van Vliet. We're interviewing Van Vliet. Normally Van Vliet interviews other people. Let's find out a bit about Chris Van Vliet. If you don't feel inspired to go out and chase your dreams after you've heard what Chris Van Vliet has to say on the podcast, then there's no hope for you. I'm putting that out there right now. That will do it for today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Stay safe. Love you. Bye.
Sag halt mir, says lift enough for in a short sit down. Glorious, them if I deny me. Snack you know, been my work, says lift, and ask you know where you're fronted, I do you. Says nip, smile, I get no nation, I'm a scarf, going to see I don't see one of my shit. Where's y'all what's no one? You just can't have a win, scarf, great, my cat, we. No, gosh, I didn't even know what to agree, no bar, but I've been at y'all, I am. Surfs in the sheer, or polish, et cetera, so who's full of nah, but I see you, then I'll pass him hell. Nishir shuf, bones we, not up his old wit. Sif has the thing about designing a sign towards the announced house, neither serious snippy. She asked any image they asked, nits and smut. We are also good at boundary. Sir, you're off, why not? And then I grew up, she was in our row with him. I answered the lesson if we need a skirt. Stemming about the roots. Having walks around the blasticky. Say, he's off, having his must needs and dying is the sniff on the feet. Off, need was my logo. And the dinner from Brazil. Here, baby, this iron, he was sweet. Yash, I guess, no, it's all right. There was the guest who's in the camp, and I'm about to see you now. She'll be blessed. One. It's higher than nothing was must. Now we don't have to sell. He's deserved to be selling his weak money. Was what's the right of that? I'm fucking told you next time. This is our serial bit. You're a slow man. Worry. You're not blue. I was all harsh. You will have sweet. Stand under the nose now. You're no master's near us. Here we might be but with our service. That's in smart. Rolling his nurse sniffs here. Send it. It will hurt us. He's not here. Stand it off. That's if. Where's method? I've made my. Swiss your part of his womb. See the little is it from you. With the law. Here's here. Name it when I march. Here we're at. Floor or with the law. Now here's not the law. So actually, my governor is never snivy. Being his nickname smart. Oh, so we're on the city in for one. Finish out with the snatter, though. Why do you know? Some scary name, some shell moose, need all through. Find it on what's it up. Laura will, her own man's sister, her own dogs, and she always just learned how to look at the Senate. The villain answers. See, I should have stuck up to his tail on his mouth. Crawl for you, my one, yeah. Just up, yeah, that's cut, yeah, 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 we used to have it all up, oh, Anna. That's left. Him and I hate the dear grass and this and yes, yeah. This must heal the reason. That's an if. Send him, yeah, fuck it. Yeah, Rama. Sit lost in the air of you, one. It's not we've been off. Now, we're off. All the sure for you, me. Now, the old is here with the off. Just you. Missing your efforts, missing your good noise. You, sit by me, oh. Sit by me, oh, what's an if? He's like, that's in smart. Who are you? I'm not sure if you're a snake. 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 I'm not sure if
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.